Lancashire, the turn of the century. After shaking the grime of Griddlesbury off their shoes, the Fosdyke family, Joss, Becky, their lovely daughter Victoria, sons Tom and Albert, and baby Tim, fall on their feet through a fortuitous encounter with Ben Ditchley, the legendary Lancashire Tripe King, who offers them food and shelter and employment for Josiah. As he begins his labour in the tripe works, Joss is unaware that the nubile Victoria has caused greater interest than he thinks, nor is he aware that the magnate's son, Roger Ditchley, is soon to become the fly in the ointment of his joy. The Fosdyke Saga, a story of tripe.
This is the scalding shed where you'll be starting, Fosdyke. Every day, something like 2,000 belly of crude tripe is treated by the unique Ditchley scalding and priming process and emerges over there in the throw-pin chamber to be sized, grappled and defenestrated.
Yes, Mr. Bokes.
And never mind yes, Mr. Bokes. Just see that you do it. You might be a friend of old man Ditchley, but I run the scalding shed. I'll be keeping an eye on you.
You'll have no cause for complaint from me, Mr. Bokes.
We'll see, lad. There's a lot as don't survive the scalding shed.
Mr. Bokes, I've plugged that leak in Walter's overalls. All the carboys are full, and I've scoured out the reserve grating chamber in case you need it.
By gum, Fosdyke, you're a goer. It took Frigley 12 years and 2 marriages to reach that level. And then he started dropping to bits.
Ah, Bokes, how's he shaping up?
This man's got tripe in his blood, Mr. Ditchley. He's learned more in the last 6 months than all Frigley did in a lifetime, and not a bit dropped off him. He's conscientious, punctual, and doesn't bruise easy. And I've had no complaints from the girls in the flenging shop about him.
That reminds me. I want a word with you, Fosdyke. Can I use your office, Bokes?
Yes, sir.
Well, don't stand there, Fosdyke. Come in. This is private.
I hope there's not wrong, Mr. Ditchley.
No, lad, nothing. I just wanted a couple of words, man to man. Rich man to poor man, of course. It's about that daughter of yours.
Our Victoria?
Aye.
She's not being a nuisance, is she? I know she's round at your house regular, but if she's getting in the way...
Nay, lad, quite the contrary. I've become quite fond of the lass.
Oh?
In fact, well, I'm going to be frank with you, Fosdyke. May I call you Joss?
Of course, Mr. Ditchley.
Well, Fosdyke, your Victoria is built like a dray horse. And since Mrs. Ditchley passed on, well, I'll be honest with you, there's nowt in my cold, lonely bed in winter but me and some biscuit crumbs. Do you follow my meaning?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Ditchley. Our Vicky is a nice, respectable young girl.
No, no, Fosdyke. I mean wedlock. I'm asking you to be my father-in-law.
But, Mr. Ditchley, she's old.
There's a partnership in it for you.
But you're old enough to be.
And a seat on the West Lancs Tripe Foundation Board.
But there's 50
Membership
years.
Of the exclusive Tripanian Club and the Tripe Exchange. Why, that lot is worth a fortune. What do you say?
Well, of course, there's 3 months between me and Becky, and we've always been happy.
I knew you'd see reason. Dad.
Ben.
Now, now, Fosdyke. The marriage has not been solemnised yet.
Sorry, Mr. Ditchley. May I go and tell the family?
No, of course.
Becky will be delighted, and I'm sure that this will make our Victoria the happiest girl in the world.
Oh, this has made me the happiest girl in the world.
I don't get many complaints. If you'll pass me herbal mixture from the bedside table, very surely we can start all over again.
Becky, where are you?
Joss, we've only got one room. I'm here, behind this parish loo.
Oh, Becky.
Now, calm down, Joss. I've got something to tell
you. No, Becky, my news first. Our Victoria's going to be...
I know, Joss. Mrs. Ditchley. That's what I was going to tell you.
But how did you know? I've only just finished talking to him.
Oh, did you see them before they left?
Left?
Yes. I don't really approve of this running away, but as long as they're going to be married...
What's all this about running away? I've just left him in his office.
Office? Roger hasn't got an office.
Roger? What are you talking about him for? I'm telling you, our Victoria's going to marry Ben. Ben Ditchley.
But he's old enough to be...
What does the age difference matter when I'm going to be a partner in the firm?
Don't you understand, Becky? We're made. Made for life.
But what about Roger?
Oh, Ben's the one in charge, Becky. He makes the decisions. We can forget Roger.
Oh, I don't think we can, love. Not just like that.
For pity's sake, woman, why not?
He's just run off with our Victoria.
What?
They left this note.
Dear Mama and Papa, Roger and I are in love and have gone away for a few days to settle our future. I am sure that next time you see me, I will be Mrs. Roger Ditchley, your loving daughter, Victoria. Oh!
Joss, are you all right?
Becky, I'm shocked. Deeply shocked and ashamed to think that our daughter, who we brought up to be a good girl, should, for a moment of passion, risk losing her honour, our good name, and my seat on the tripe board.
Oh, what are we going to do, Joss?
Let me think, woman. We've got to find him and bring him back before he finds out. You get out and ask around discreetly, and I'll go and try and bluff the old man. And hurry, woman.
Yes.
The whole future of the Fosdykes is at stake.
Now get it sorted out, folks. 2,000 ton of best honeycomb tripe gone missing between here and Blackburn. That's the fourth time this month. Now tonight, I want you to look under everyone's cap before they leave. Come in! Ah, come in, Fosdyke. On your way, folks. And get it sorted out, or else...
Yes, sir.
Oh, sit down, Joss. Hey, it's been a bad morning. Some of these people are earning half a crown a week, and they still steal from me. I'm surrounded by scoundrels and liars. If there's one thing I can't abide, it's a liar. It's a delight to see a friendly, honest face. Now, what news of my beloved?
Well,
what's up, lad? She's all right, isn't she?
Oh, yes. Well, not exactly, no.
No, you mean she's ill?
No. Well, actually, yes.
Well, what's wrong with her?
It's her leg, something she ate. No.
Joss, are you avoiding the truth?
No, Mr. Ditchley.
After 40 years in business, I can spot a liar quicker than a rat can savage a blancmange. You're keeping something from me.
No, Mr. Ditchley.
The truth now. What's up with Victoria? Don't be afraid to tell me. Wrinkled elbows, moles in unusual places. Speak up. And as long as you tell me the truth, I can take anything.
She's run away with you, Roger.
Doctor.
Oh, he's quite conscious, getting calmer and more lucid all the time.
Get out, you quack. You've killed more people in this town than the horseless carriage.
With occasional lapses into delirium. I'll call back in the morning. Good day to you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ditchley, trying to lie to you like that. I only wanted to spur your feelings.
I know that. Just, you showed a lot of tact. For an ignorant working man, it's that son of mine, that ne'er-do-well, worthless scoundrel.
Don't get excited, Mr. Ditchley. You nearly knocked over your enema set.
Me own flesh and blood, the seed of me loins, stealing the lass I was going to wed.
Oh, no, Mr. Ditchley. It may be just an innocent outing for two young people.
Nay, man, old bloody Roger, he's put her up the stick. Now.
Oh, no, Mr. Ditchley, that cannot be.
Are you saying my lad's not capable?
No, Mr. Ditchley. I'm sorry I got my throat caught up in your hands there.
Find them, Joss. Find them. I've got my heart set on marrying Victoria. If you can get her back here discreetly within 48 hours, I'm prepared to forgive and forget as far as she's concerned. But as for that dastardly son of mine...
Come on, Becky, it's our only chance. We've got to find them, wherever they are.
your second bottle of herbal mixture today, Roger.
Oh, shut up, woman. You're talking like a wife.
Well, Roger, I soon will be one.
Really? Congratulations. Who's the lucky fellow?
Oh, Roger, your ready wit is much too fast for a simple girl like me. Do you think they'll be looking for us?
Who cares? Oh, do be quiet and pass me that paper. I want to do the crossword.
Here you are, my dear. Is it a hard crossword in the White Slaver's Gazette?
Hush, girl.
I'm sure they will be looking for us. Your father and mine.
B-O-R-D-E-L-L-O. Yes.
Darling, let's get married, and then they can never part us.
So, four across must be thighs.
In fact, Roger, we may have to get married.
Six across, seven letters, a significant pause. First letter, P.
I'm expecting a baby.
P-R-E-G. Pregnant?
Yes! So you see, Roger, it would be for the best if we're married soon.
I have not considered marriage at all. Evans, you're only a working-class strumpet, and I am a gentleman of breeding.
Roger!
To me, you are but a plaything, an object of pleasure, someone to be used and tossed aside.
Roger, I sense that you've grown cold towards me.
No, not cold, Victoria. You just bore me. Pass me my cravat.
Roger, you're putting your clothes on.
Do you think you can saddle me with a mewling infant? No, thanks. Goodbye, Victoria. You were a mildly amusing diversion.
Roger, you're not leaving just like that.
No, Victoria, you're right. My honour is a gentleman. I'll come back.
Thank God.
For me walking stick and trousers. Goodbye.
Roger! What am I to do? Thrown aside at the whim of a heartless philanderer. Oh, I hate you, Roger Ditchley. I hate you. Roger, darling. Oh, you've come back to me. I fly to your arms. Kiss me, my beloved. Mrs. Scrones.
Your gentleman friends opt out without paying the rent, Mrs. Smith. It's £4 or out you go.
But I have no money.
Then out you go. Pack your bags and be off with you.
I have no bags. Nothing.
Oh, one of them, are you? Well, you're not giving the duck and weave a bad name. Come along. Oh, I'll make your type before you, little
help
strumpet.
Me.
Come on down the stairs. Come on. Out on the street where you belong.
What's to become of me? I'm ruined. Ruined. I can never return to my family.
In episode 2 of The Fosdyke Saga by Bill Tidy and John Junkin, you heard Stephanie Turner as Rebecca, Philip Lowry as Joss, and Miriam Margulies as Victoria. Colin Douglas played Ben Ditchley, and Christian Rodske was his son, Roger. Other parts were played by Christopher Barr, Sally Grace, and John Junkin. The Fosdyke Saga was produced by Alan Nixon.